This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chairman Nadler, let me begin with you this morning. When you first became chair of the Judiciary Committee, you set a pretty high bar for impeachment. Here's what you told me back in March.
Before you impeach somebody, you have to persuade the American public that it ought to happen. You have to persuade enough of the opposition party voters, or the Trump voters, that you're not just trying
It's a very high bar.
Yeah, it is a very high bar. You're not just trying to steal the last to reverse the results of the last election.
Republican voters overwhelmingly impose impeachment right now. Haven't you failed your own test?
Well, I don't think so. The polling shows that about 70% of the American people approve of this. But more importantly,
they approve. They say that there's something wrong. They don't approve impeachment, though.
More importantly, this is a continuing threat to the integrity of our elections now. This is not a one-off. Impeachment is not a punishment for past behavior. This president conspired, sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. He is openly seeking foreign interference in the 2020 election, and he poses a continuing threat to our national security and to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic system itself. We cannot permit that to continue.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Democrats are in a rock and a hard place. I love how they've reframed this argument so many times, because Stephanopoulos says, you set a high bar for impeachment. Haven't you failed your test? Well, 70% of people approve of impeachment. Lie. And he won't even let Stephanopoulos finish. And does Stephanopoulos follow up and go, well, let me just go back to what you said earlier. 70% of people approve of impeachment. That's a lie. That is a lie. You can sit here, you can have in your own mind what you want to rationalize, but it's a lie. But while you're on the subject of all this foreign interference, how do you rationalize that with Horowitz's report? Because the other day we played a clip from Schiff, and Schiff said, you know, we didn't know what we didn't know at the time, blah, 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 blah. Yet they still want to propagate the lie of the continuing threat. He says it's not a punishment for past behavior. No, we're not trying to undo the last election that we thought we'd won with all of the cheating that we know that we did. No, it's not that. It's this continuing threat. The foreign interference that he didn't receive in 2016 and the foreign interference that he won't receive in 2020. Because the biggest cheaters, the biggest people trying to steal elections are not offshore. They're onshore and they're called leftists. And I don't care what anybody tells you, Democrat, Republican, Independent, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, the Democrats will use dead voters, they will use Mickey Mouse, they will vote with animals, they will vote their pets, they will vote anybody in order to further their own lying causes, causes that don't even do this country or them any good. Democrats know illegals are not, you should go through a legal system to get into a country, and that we have been inundated with far too many illegals that are draining our system. I want you to think for one second, if America had no illegals, we were all learning English, which is what we are taught for the most part. We're learning English, so we're not putting things in multiple languages. We're not burdening down our education system, our healthcare system, and all the other systems with people who haven't gotten here legally. What would happen? How much more effective would we be as a country? Now, I would love to have a worker program that says, you know what, we have a need for bean pickers. Any country that wants to send over your bean pickers, we will give you some permission to come over and we'll help you, because we need them. Need-based. And for those of you who want to go through the system in the long and arduous way, because everybody's talking about, we need to speed up our immigration system. Says who? Says who? It's tough. How long does it take to get into Harvard? Is it easy or is it tough? I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend. See, it's tough to get into Harvard because it theoretically means something. They don't want to offer it to everybody. If we applied the same logic to getting into Ivy League schools, what would they become in a decade? Not even a decade. They'd become they'd become community college. So it's funny. Democrats will use their standards. They will set a standard elsewhere and won't apply it to where it really matters. Well, why don't you just let illegals go into Harvard without any grades, without checking their names, without checking their credentials? Just let them in. Why don't you let them into your gated neighborhoods? Why don't you let them into your jobs? They don't want to do it. Unbelievable. Anyway, there's a lot of news going on right now. And with respect to impeachment, here's what they say. Voters favor jailing those who targeted Trump. This was a Rasmussen poll. Voters are ready to jail or fire senior law enforcement officials who illegally targeted President Trump, but most think they are unlikely to be punished. Last Rasmussen poll, telephone online survey, 52% of likely U.S. voters consider it likely that senior federal law enforcement officials broke the law in an effort to prevent Trump from winning the presidency. Let me tell you something. You want to look at a poll and ask yourself, holy crap, 52% of people, households called, or likely voters, say people need to go to jail. The Democrats certainly weren't expecting that when they started this fight, when they poked the tiger. 52% of people want to see people in jail. 39% say it's unlikely that they'll go. 36% say it's very unlikely they broke the law to get Trump. 24% say it's not likely at all. Now, this was the same polling that was done back in February. A plurality, 43% think these officials should be jailed if they're found guilty of breaking the law to prevent a Trump presidency, up dramatically from 25% earlier this year. You understand what I just said to you? There was an 18-point gain from the people who said that these officials should be jailed. 18 points. That's a huge gain. And that does not bode well for the Democrats. They don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, and I'm sure there are many of you out there, because I get your emails, I get your notes, I get your phone calls, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255, and you're telling me, Kev, man, I know they're guilty, but I don't know. Well, we're about to find out, aren't we? I'll tell you this, you're much closer to it than you ever were, and here's what's interesting. Everything that you're finding out, you would have never, ever known had the Democrats gotten their way. You wouldn't know where you stand in this nation. Sure.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a couple of stories that are kind of interesting. Here's one. A Muslim student had a gun in a hit list. Did you see this story? Did you hear about it? Saudi student in New Mexico arrested for illegal possession of a handgun. And he had a hit list of people he wanted to kill. I mean, the Saudis aren't looking too good right now, given they shot up a Navy base. And if President Trump needs to revoke a policy, he needs to revoke a policy of our military carrying weapons on bases. Our military people should have weapons on base. Remember the Fort Hood shooter, the Muslim guy? If the military had weapons, there would be no Muslim shootings on military bases, because they know these guys are going to take care of business. Shooting up a base, that's an attack on our, that to me, that's war. Those Saudi people who attacked our military men, that is declaring war. And I get the diplomacy of it all. You can't say, oh, we're going to declare war on Saudi Arabia, but you can. I mean, I would have a back channel communique that says, if any more of your citizens come over here and do some dirty, then guess what? We're going to retaliate. We're going to retaliate. The list of people that this guy wanted to kill, this is where it gets interesting for me with leftists. So they protect Muslims. They protect their religion. They put it in schools. They want your kids to learn about it, et cetera, et cetera. Then these guys want to shoot people up. And guess who this kid, this guy, Hassan al-Qahtani, guess who he wanted to shoot up? He wanted to shoot up professors at the University of Mexico, New Mexico, rather, where he was an engineering student. 27 years old, got his bachelor's degree from the University of New Mexico. Had a gun, wanted to buy other guns. The FBI got a tip about illegal possession of a gun by the person who had reported that this guy had a list of people he wanted to kill before he left the United States. But hey, there's no terror. There's no war on terror. It's just Americans overreacting. And who did this guy want to shoot? He wanted to shoot academia. Let me tell you something. Metaphorically, I get what he's saying. I don't recommend shooting anybody. I think you can talk things through. But I'll tell you what. I'm not surprised. Could be a professor that gave him grief over his grades and told him, screw you, I'm a professor, I have tenure. I don't know what happened. But don't be surprised if the people on the hit list deserved it. Don't be surprised. I'm not condoning it. I want to be very clear, because there are people out there thinking that, Kevin, oh, you're such a warrior. You want to kill people. I don't want to kill anybody. I learned how to fight so I didn't have to fight. I learned how to fight so I can run my mouth. That's why I learned how to fight. Yeah. I tell my youngest son all the time, I say, you know, kid, I'm really going to have to train you well. Because this kid is opinionated, he's non-PC, I'm going to have to leave him a crap load of money so he doesn't have to give a crap. Seriously, y'all think I'm not playing. My producer is looking at me laughing. No, he's going to have to be rich and very tough. Because he runs his mouth. He's like his dad. He's watched me. My son has watched people challenge me and me get in their face and be like, well, so, what are you going to do about it? He's watched it. He's heard me on the phone. There was a radio host, big, thick dude. This dude is like, you know, he's all muscle. He got little legs, but he's all muscle. Look like the witch that used to chase those, you know, Hansel and Gretel. But big, thick dude, in the gym all the time. And he didn't threaten me, but he essentially said, you know, made this thing like, I was supposed to call his radio show. I'm like, I didn't even have the number. I was waiting on your producers to call. And I said, look, man, it's no big deal. You know, I'll come back and do it another time. No, he's like, you're calling me a liar. And he got indignant with me, with my son. I looked at him, I said, dude, let me explain something to you. I don't care how big those muscles are. I will lay you out. Right? My son's right there. I said, I will jack you up so bad. I said, I don't know who you're used to dealing with, but I don't get talked that way. If I got something to say to you, I'll be in your face. And then I cursed him out. Now, I know you guys, Kevin, I didn't like, you know, go, blah, blah, blah. I just used some expletives to make it clear that I wanted to make my point. We're here talking now. My kid's right here. I guarantee you it'll be a different story. And you know what he says? Well, man, let's reconvene when cooler heads prevail. I go, I am cool. This is as cool as it gets. I'm just letting you know, if I got something to say to you, I'll say it to your muscle-bound face. And I promise you, at the end of this, you will be the one trying to figure out what your next career is. Said it to his freaking face. And you know why I do that stuff in front of my kid? Because I want him to know. When you're standing on principle, you hold your ground. Don't you worry about it. And he, you know, he's seen me train and all that, and he understands what the deal is, but he's never seen me go at somebody. And I'm not trying to make him into a warrior. I'm not. I want him to understand, when you got a principle thing, you stand your ground. Just like I did with these Kavanaugh skanks and anything else. But I'm not looking for a fight. But I'm going to tell you, these leftists are looking for fights. This guy, I don't know what this guy's beef was. And as I said, he probably deserved to be mad at these professors. He didn't deserve to want to kill them. Nobody should have that. But that's what leftists do. That's when you know people have gone to the leftist indoctrination, is when they get so mad they want to kill somebody. So mad they want to challenge you.
How dare you call my radio show? You call my producer a liar, telling me what?
What are you talking about? I did none of this, none of that. By the way, the radio host, I don't know much about him, but I do know this. The word on the street is he ain't conservative running a conservative show. He's a former meathead that got lucky because another dude lost the show, and he was friends with the station manager and got the show. But is he a hardcore Democrat? I mean, a conservative? No, not at all. I have many people tell me this. But we were trying to promote the movie, and, you know, it's like, hey, man, you know, I'd met him one time, and I said, if you'd be good enough to do this, I'd love to do it. Then I run into him the day before the movie's going to open and say, hey, look, couldn't get that all resolved, but I appreciate you trying. You know, I didn't know what effort he put in, but I want him to know I appreciate it. And he's gonna get indignant. See, a conservative would have said, oh, Kevin, well, I guess we were expecting you to call. Oh, geez, man, I'm sorry. I didn't have the number. You know, we could have had a conversation. Leftists don't want to talk. They don't want to talk. They want to try to intimidate you. But you're wrong. No, I wasn't. I wasn't wrong. How am I going to call a station when I don't even know your doggone phone number, you clown? Right? And by the way, let me tell you how it works in real radio. The producers say, Kevin, will you give me your phone number, way to contact you? And, oh, by the way, here's the VIP number in case something happens. But this rookie leftist dude wants to do this. Well, guess what? That's what these people do. That's what this Saudi guy did. Can't handle it, so he wants to shoot somebody. Wants to hurt somebody. And who's he want to go after? Academia. Surprise, surprise.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is sending a spending bill to President Trump's desk after legislation approved on Thursday calls for huge spending increases in the federal government. The chamber is set to pass a second package to fund the rest of the federal government later in the day. The House has passed both bills. The House passed both bills earlier this week, and President Trump is expected to sign them as well. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is dismissing the House-passed articles of impeachment against President Trump.
You watch what transformed last night on this floor. It's something that we've said all the time. The weakest, the thinnest, the fastest impeachment in U.S. history.
Talking with reporters at the Capitol, McCarthy says he's embarrassed for Democrats and the House. The House is expected to approve the big North American trade deal on Thursday. The USMCA is one of President Trump's top priorities. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I saw this story. This story in The Hill. And it was supposed to be a Biden puff piece. You can tell it was a Biden puff piece. Now, before I get into it, the other day I played you guys a clip of Biden getting called a liar to his face. He got called a liar to his face. Okay? Biden. He gets called a liar. You want to know why? Because he is one. He literally lied about Trump. He said Trump came down the escalator and talked about dirty Mexicans or something like that. Or Mexican rapist. He didn't. That's not what he said. It was completely taken out of context. But Joe Biden's on the stump talking to dozens of people. Because they really care about Joe. He draws the big crowds, right? Dozens of people. And he lied, point blank. And then he gets called out, and the guy says, yeah, what about your son? Yeah, and the son of a blanks didn't do it. The guy kept saying, because he's alluding to Biden, saying, when I threatened Ukraine and told him, you better drop this prosecution, the son of a B didn't do it. He dropped it. I got what I wanted. Yet the Democrats want to prosecute Trump, and that's backfired. You know what's going on there. Do we really need to recover? I mean, we'll be talking about it for a while, but I'm just saying, Donald Trump, it wins in the end. Gotta love it. So this is supposed to be a puff piece. The writer of this piece that was in The Hill wanted to convey that Joe Biden is relevant, and he had the polls to prove it. Now, I've been talking about polls. I talked about a poll that they said, Buttigieg is winning the black vote. He's now at 2%. I'm not even joking. He went from 0 to 2%. And you know who he jumped over? He jumped over a black guy, Cory Booker, who had 1%. That was written as if Buttigieg was surging. Buttigieg is now the new champion of whatever, whatever. It cracked me up. I'm sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. This is it? This is your new golden boy, right? The golden boy that has been overlooked in everything. So to the point where, oh my God, thank God Bloomberg's entering the race. Maybe Hillary will come in. Maybe our previous loser will enter the race. No, Republicans are in turmoil. Not Democrats. No, Democrats are fine. They're doing phenomenal. Article was written by Julia Manchester, and here's what she wrote. Former Vice President Joe Biden appears to be gaining momentum in the polls ahead of Thursday's Democratic presidential debate. An Emerson College survey released this week found Biden, here it comes, hold on, okay, 1 percentage point ahead of South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg in Iowa. While a recent WBUR poll showed Biden just a point behind Buttigieg in New Hampshire. Both surveys represented strong showings for Biden, who either fell behind or was running even with Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Elizabeth Warren in earlier polls. Now, my first thing when I read this article is the WBUR poll? Is this a radio station? Is it a poll of callers? Where is this poll? I mean, I've seen Quinnipiac. I've seen, you know, Rasmussen. I've seen Zogby. You know, I've seen all kinds of polls. WBUR, where in the gutter do you go to find this polling? At least I recognize Emerson as a source, though I don't put any credibility into him. I don't put any credibility into any of these pollsters because these are the same clowns that told us Hillary would win in 2016. But WBUR, what kind of poll is this? WTF, okay? But this is what they're selling is some big deal. Understand this, people, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Understand that the former Vice President of the United States, who served under baby black Jesus, now is being reported that he leads a small city mayor in a poll in the run for presidency, by 1 point. Well, there's a cause for celebration. Oh, and he's only 1 point behind in New Hampshire. He's 1 point ahead in Iowa and 1 point behind in New Hampshire from an obscure 37-year-old failed little city mayor who happens to be gay. I mean, can you emasculate Joe Biden any further? I don't know who Julia Manchester is, but she's got to be a Democrat. She's got to be. And let me give you my rationale. Only a Democrat would try to spin these polls as positive. A nationally known former vice president is 1 point ahead of an obscure little city mayor, and she has the nerve to talk about Biden is surging. Now, if Biden is doing so poorly in Iowa and New Hampshire, then maybe that is considered a surge. But look, I don't know how to explain this to the Democrats. Joe Biden is the elder statesman, served under Obama, former vice president, had much more money than Buttigieg, gets far more press than Buttigieg, probably not to his liking because he's an idiot, and he can't lead this mayor? And this is the Democrats' front runner. The article continued, folks, and here's what it says. The newer results put Biden in a stronger position to notch an early win or two ahead of the South Carolina primary and Super Tuesday. Two election days when Biden's advantage with black voters could help him rack up a significant amount of delegates. Good showings in Iowa and New Hampshire, his campaign says, will help him all the more in South Carolina and on Super Tuesday. So, his campaign is the source. I mean, I was reading this. I was going, what's your source here? What? I mean, if it's an observation, let me know. But she's saying, no. These polls, this WBUR poll, WBUR, is a poll that is telling Biden that he's surging and he's got, things are going to look good in South Carolina for Super Tuesday because, hey, he's beating the little city gay mayor. Unbelievable. And so her source is Biden's campaign. Now, I'm going to give her some credit here because at least she recognizes what most Americans sensed when she wrote this. However, a Change Research Post and Courier poll out of South Carolina could signal weakening support for Biden in the Palmetto State, where he has dominated throughout the cycle. The survey from the left-leaning pollster showed Biden at 27% support, with Sanders on his heels at 20%, marking the first time in the primary that Biden has not held a double-digit lead in the state. Now that, so she's at least leaving herself some wiggle room after all this great news of Biden being able to beat Buttigieg. Let me ask you this, for those of you who are going, Kevin, you're making a big deal out of this. How many of you knew Buttigieg a year ago? How many? Because I'm going to tell you, if you didn't know Buttigieg, raise your hand, mine is up. I didn't know this guy, didn't care, still don't, by the way. Don't know him. Probably still I'm not pronouncing his name right. I mean, he should give himself an easier name to remember, like, you know, Pete Swank or something. Whatever. But nobody knew this guy. And now, this girl wants you to believe Biden is surging because he's 1 point ahead of him in Iowa and only 1 point down to him in New Hampshire. But she goes on and says, well, things aren't looking that good in South Carolina because people are closing the gap. Who's closing the gap? The oldest dude in the race, Sanders. And here's what Biden hopes. He's hoping black people will rescue him. See, Buttigieg is never going to get the black vote. Congressman Clyburn illuminated this issue clearly and succinctly. Old black people don't like gay presidents. But here's the thing. None of the Democrats appeal to the black community. If you were to ask the black community, pick a candidate, and they'd have to hold their noses to pick a candidate. They don't like any of them. And, you know, surprisingly, not to me, by the way, a lot of blacks have already shifted to Donald Trump. But this girl wanted to give Biden one more lifeline. She says, nationally, Biden has seen his lead grow since early October when Warren matched his popularity in some polls. Despite shaky performances at the debates and gaffes on the campaign trail, Biden has yet to be dislodged from the top spot. Well, she's right to a degree. I'm not following the polls. I don't believe in them, as you guys know. But he's riding atop of a garbage heap. And the article writer knows this. A one-point gain is nothing to write this article about. And the idea of Biden still being first in a field of nags forebodes the Democrats' real chances against Donald Trump. So what starts out as a puff piece for Biden ends up really displaying the desperation of Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I gotta tell you, the more I learn about China and what's going on there, the more I really appreciate President Trump. And I say that because when Trump first declared, and he said, you know, we're getting ripped off in trade, and they're playing around with the dollar, and I remember thinking, and those aren't the typical things people run on in a campaign. And the more I listened to him, the more I thought, wow, he's right. You know, we're losing billions of dollars every year. And, of course, the media was focused on the comments he made about these illegals coming in from the border and they were trying to, you know, pin all these hookers. By the way, where is Stormy Daniels? You heard anything about her? Michael Avenatti? Yeah, all that stuff? It's dead. Dead in the water. Then they tried to make him racist in time to Charlottesville and all that. And they misquoting all kinds of things. But meanwhile, Trump was staying very steady on, this economy stinks. Barack Obama couldn't do jack. And having lived in China and worked in that area of region of the world, you know, I know a lot about what's going on in the Chinese, with Chinese culture and in Chinese business. But I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know nearly what I, you know, when you're just there to do a particular job, you're not interested in the politics and all that stuff. I wasn't political per se, even though I knew what was, you know, going on. I knew they were being oppressed. But I saw this article, and it talked about China's serious problems, and I thought, how illuminating. So I wanted to share it. So here's what the article says. The Chinese Communist Party has always relied on deception and wrong foot rivals and attain an advantage in negotiation. That is true. I can tell you, I watched the Chinese do the craziest things in a negotiation, and you go, wow, clever, devious, but clever. And it's born of many years of having dealt with the West, as they like to call us, and saying, look, we're going to get ours. It's time for us to get ours back. So anyway, they said, Xi famously counseled, hide your strength, bide your time. But Xi prefers to exaggerate China's economic strengths and conceals its vulnerabilities. His brazen approach, this is what this guy's writing, or person, I don't know who it is, conditions other countries to believe that Beijing enjoys a superior hand, that China's rise and dominance are inevitable. These erroneous beliefs weaken the will of injured parties, including Western nations, to resist predatory Chinese behavior. Now, you're getting into an area I know a lot about. So here's what the writer goes on to say. President Trump and Mr. Xi confirmed a phase one trade agreement Friday. Both need the deal for domestic, political, and economic reasons. But in every negotiation, pressure is relative, and the U.S. has more political and economic leverage than China. This insight will help the U.S. during the more difficult second phase of negotiations. Consider why China engages in predatory, illegal economic behavior. Now, when they talk about this, I will tell you, I was in China in order to work with companies that were used to getting technology stolen. We knew it was going to get stolen. There was not a person in China that I worked with who didn't understand. You had a certain limited amount of time to get a product to market before the Chinese stole the technology and did it themselves. They were spending no money on R&D. They were taking your product and doing things with it. That's why companies came up with ASICs and proprietary processors, and they kept that part on shore. But they moved the integration offshore. But even with that, Chinese would reverse engineer it. So I know a lot about this. So anyway, it goes on to say, China needs to grow rapidly to maintain fiscal stability, manage its debt, and advance its strategic and military ambitions. China can't become the dominant power in the Indo-Pacific without sustained growth. The only reliable way Beijing has of maintaining adequate growth is to support companies with cheap credit. The rise in Chinese corporate debt since 2008 and 9 financial crisis has been one of the largest and most rapid in relative and absolute terms for any 10-year period in peacetime economic history. Now, I don't want to bore you with numbers, but he's saying China's having massive debt. There's been nothing like it in over a decade in peacetime history. He says China cannot significantly deleverage without drastic changes to the political economy. The model involves offering state-owned enterprises and national champions such as Huawei. This is cheap and finance privileged domestic market access at the expense of the independent private sector. So what he's saying is this big company, Huawei, whatever they call themselves, that have 5G technology, China partners with them and says, we're going to give you a leg up. You're going to get cheap financing. You're going to get domestic market access at the expense of the private sector. So China showers state businesses with subsidies and stolen IP, intellectual property, and shields them from foreign competition. The Chinese domestic economy is slowing because of chronic overinvestment. This provides the economic rationale behind plans such as the Belt and Road Initiative and Made in China 2025. The former, he writes, is a scheme to export excess capacity and lock in new regional markets for Chinese firms, especially in infrastructure. So what he's saying there is all their steel, all their lead, all that stuff, they're pricing it to essentially take over the world market, particularly close at first, if not, you know, markets like the U.S. He says the latter is a new export-oriented approach based on dominating increasingly important advanced and high-tech sectors in global markets. Both attempt to create external commercial opportunities for protected, unreformed Chinese firms without the need to reform the country's main economic and political institutions. Mr. Xi believes doubling down on this approach offers his party the best prospect to retain and hold its power and opportunity. As with virtually all major economic developments in China, the party soaks up praise when things go well and wears blame when they don't. As a chairman of everything, Mr. Xi faces acute pressure. His success depends on preventing the emergence of a genuinely independent middle class, which is what led to democratic transitions in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. He says, now, negotiation leverage. I'm telling you, folks, I know I'm reading this, but this is, go back and listen to this at some point and let it soak in or find the article in the Wall Street Journal, because I'm going to get to the crux here. The current Chinese model is self-defeating. Less deserving companies continue to receive the bulk of finance and opportunity. The staggering misallocation of capital is worsening, which makes the mushrooming debt even harder to manage. An allocation of opportunity is political. This means that the private sector, and therefore household incomes, will continue to remain artificially suppressed, putting even more pressure on Beijing to stimulate growth through further credit expansion. So, contrast that with the U.S. Vibrant middle class goes out, spends money, invests, comes up with very innovative ideas, middle class wanting to move up, and that's what spurs economic growth. That's what spurs innovation. The Chinese are saying, nope, we're going to steal the product from other people, and we're going to give that innovation to the people that we say deserve it, therefore eliminating the middle class, and we'll have workers that do nothing but support the things that we want to support. Completely antithetical to our system. And that's why I keep telling everybody, I never worry about American and ingenuity. We have an advantage over everybody in the world, including Israel, because we have Jews that think like Americans. And even though they've got, you know, there's no question that Israel is an amazing technological developing country. They have some of the best minds on the planet. But we share those minds, and we have better minds here in America because we think differently. So what China's doing is it's saying, don't worry about ingenuity. We'll steal it and we'll give it to you. Well, that's great. If all you want to do is be a copycat, that works fine. Even reverse engineering, you can learn certain things. But trust me, the people that develop the tech know it cold. Other people coming up, seeing how it's used, that's what spurs all this ingenuity. And Trump understands this. He understands the economic pressures China is putting on itself, and he's saying, "We're in the hog seat. We're in the driver's seat. We know exactly, you know, how much money's being wasted, lost, how big we are a piece of the Chinese economy, and on and on. We know how they're trying to get around tariffs and all these other things. And I'm going to make sense of it, and China's no longer going to use America to build up its military. You're not going to steal our IP any longer. You steal our IP, we're going to cut you off, and we're going to go develop it somewhere else." Trump gets it. And these this is major league problems. Here's where they go on. He finishes with, the U.S. has a far more adaptive and diverse economy than China. China's economy is inefficient, bloated, dysfunctional, plagued by institutions and policies that are not fit for their purposes. If the tariff war resumes, it will continue to prove much more disruptive to China than the U.S. Trump properly recast China as the main threat to a fair and sustainable global economic system, and he's winning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.